Thank you again for listening to Doers of the Word. James chapter 1 verse 22 from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Dear Heavenly Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who created the heavens, the earth, the seas, the universe, the creator of everything that we see and don't see, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, by the Holy Spirit, we ask you, Lord God, that you forgive us for all our sins. Lord God, we pray that your holy presence and power and provision would be around us, upon us, to help us through the day. Dear Lord God Almighty, Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim, El Shaddai, the one true Most High God, in the name above all names, I ask that you would touch the hearts of all those listening to this message, that he or she will heed it, that, Lord God, that your word will go throughout the earth, touching the hearts and minds and souls of those who truly are seeking you, Lord God. And I ask, Lord God, for those who don't know you, those who defy and try to deny you, Lord God, that you will touch their hearts, that they will repent, turn from their evil, wicked ways, asking you for remission and forgiveness of all sins, Lord God, asking you to guide and direct their lives, Lord God. No matter what is happening on the earth today, it is in your hands and you are in total control. And Lord God, I ask that you would give me the words to speak and not speak, that you will speak through me as your vessel, servant, bond, slave, child of God, that people will hear you through your holy word, the Bible, and through your Holy Spirit, I ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the one true Most High God, the Lord of all. Amen. Today we're starting a new Bible teaching from the book of Amos, and the title of it really is four different titles because it's four different parts. The first part of this Bible teaching is called Retribution. The second part is going to be called Repentance. The third part is going to be called Remission. And the last part is going to be called restoration. So today we are going to talk about retribution. Retribution means a well-deserved punishment, and from dictionary.com, from the World English Dictionary, the act of punishing or taking vengeance for wrongdoing, sin, or injury, or punishment or vengeance. Only the Lord God Almighty has the right to get vengeance, to punish, or to take his wrath upon disobedient, unrepentant people who say that he is no longer alive, that he does not exist, that he is not able to see or hear all the things that's going on in the world today. From Jeremiah chapter 32, verses 31 to 35, reading from the Jewish Study Bible, this city has aroused my anger and my wrath from the day it was built until this day, so that it must be removed from my sight. Because of all the wickedness of the people of Israel and Judah, who have so acted as to vex me, they, their king, their officials, their priests and prophets, and the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They turned their backs to me, not their faces, though I have taught them persistently. They do not give heed or accept rebuke. They placed their abominations in the house which bears my name and defiled it. And they built the shrines of Baal, which are in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, where they offer up their sons and daughters to Molech, when I have never commanded or even thought of commanding that they should do such an abominable thing and so bring guilt on Judah. In these verses, we read that The Lord God, anger and wrath came upon Israel and Judah because of the wickedness of the people, and they vexed him to do such things against them because they have turned their back away from the Lord, and they also have taught them persistently to not heed or accept rebuke. Many people believe when someone's rebuking them, they're being mean and angry and malicious. But if the person is being rebuked in order to save their life for correction, then that's an act of love, a love from the Lord God. Also, it says in these verses in Jeremiah chapter 32, verses 31 to 35, that they built shrines of Baal upon the house of God. They placed their abominations in the house. And the house here doesn't mean your home necessarily, but the house in this verse, verse 34 of Jeremiah chapter 32, is speaking about how many places of worship are bringing abominations into it. They are serving idol gods in the place of worship. And because the children of the Lord God have disobeyed, have not listened, have turned their backs away from the Lord God, the Lord would bring his retribution, or he would bring a punishment and vengeance for wrongdoing and sin or injury to that nation, to that person, to his children, so that they will call out to him in repentance for the forgiveness of their sin. So retribution in the beginning would seem like a godly spiritual spanking. It's like a loving father coming to his unrepentant, disobedient child and saying to him or her that you have done a wrong thing. You need to stop doing that wrong thing. Stop saying that wrong thing. Stop having that ungodly character that will bring destruction and death to your soul, and turn around and turn away from that evil wickedness practicing, so that the Lord God will say to his children, I love you, I will always love you, but you need to stop doing that horrible thing, that saying that horrible thing that's causing you to sin against my commandments, laws, and statutes. Reading from the Holman Christian Standard Bible in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 30 says, for we know the one who has said, vengeance belongs to me, I will repay. And again, the Lord would judge his people. In verse 31, it is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. These verses parallel the verses that we read in Jeremiah chapter 32, indicating that God Almighty, El Shaddai, Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the creator of the universe, King of kings, Lord of lords, he will get vengeance. It says vengeance belongs to him. He, the Lord God Almighty, will repay. And it says also that the Lord will judge his people. Reading from the Jewish Study Bible, Amos chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. The words of Amos, a sheep breeder from Tekoa, who prophesied concerning Israel in the reigns of King Uzziah of Judah and Jeroboam, son of Joash of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. Verse 2. He proclaimed, the Lord roars from Zion, shout aloud from Jerusalem, and the pastures of the shepherds shall languish, and the summits of Carmel shall wither. The first two verses of Amos chapter 1 is indicating who Amos is, his profession, where he's from, and who were the kings at the time of this prophecy that Amos was given by the Lord God. It was 2 years before the earthquake. And then verse 2, it says that what the Lord is roaring from Zion. It says the Lord is shouting aloud from Jerusalem. And so basically the Lord God is saying in these first two verses of Amos chapter 1 that the Lord God has commission Amos to come out from his profession as a sheep breeder to prophesy to Judah and Israel. In your Bible, turn to Amos chapter 4, and we're going to read the social and spiritual corruption that has overwhelmed and overtaken Judah and Israel. Starting in verse 1, we're reading from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Listen to this message, you cows of Bashan, who are on the hill of Samaria, women who oppress the poor and crush the needy, who say to their husbands, "Bring us something to drink." Verse 2, the Lord God has sworn by His holiness, "Look, the days are coming when you will be taken away with hooks, every last one of you with fish hooks." Verse 3, "You will go through breaches in the wall, each woman straight ahead, and you will be driven along toward Harmon." This is the Lord's declaration. The Lord God is saying here, which so apropos for today, that people are oppressing the poor, they're crushing the needy, they live in lavish places while there's people going hungry in America today. The Lord God said in verse 2 that by His holiness, days are coming that they're going to be taken captive because they have refused and denied to look after the poor and the needy. They have taken advantage of the poor and the needy. Exploitation has been practiced. Let's continue reading in Amos chapter 4, beginning in verse 4. "Come to Bethel and rebel. Rebel even more at Gilgal. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tenth every 3 days. Offer leavened bread as a thank offering, and loudly proclaim your free will offering. For that is what you Israelites love to do." This is the Lord's declaration. In verses 4 and 5 of Amos chapter 4, God is saying through Amos to the people, they have rebelled against God at Gilgal. They love to bring their sacrifices every morning. They gave tenths every 3 days. They brought their tenths of their possessions to God every 3 days. They offered the leavened bread as a thank offering to God, and they loudly proclaim the free will offerings. They were doing all these wonderful things that seemed so righteous to people on the outside, but inwardly they were full of evil, wickedness, taking advantage of the poor. In these two verses 4 and 5 in Amos chapter 4, the people rather give material and money instead of giving his or her whole obedient heart to the Lord God. It's easier to offer up money when you have a lot of it, to give and put it in the plate, in the basket, in the bag. It's easier to give material if you have a lot of it than to give your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength in obeying God, in seeking God, in serving God. It's less effort to give money and to give material. It's more effort and seeking God, obeying God, serving God, reading His Word, doing His Word. Butterfly Journey Ministries presents its 4th annual Caring for Who Thanksgiving Day Celebration 2011. It's going to be held at Golden Corral at 582 Blanding Boulevard, Orange Park, Florida, on Thursday, November the 24th at 3:00 p.m. If you are a widow, widower, homeless person, orphan, having foster parents or guardians, you're a single parent, or you're an elderly senior citizen age 60 and beyond, you are welcome to come join us for a free Thanksgiving Day celebration meal at Golden Corral. If you have any questions or any comments and like to register for the free Thanksgiving Day celebration for the Caring for Who, please call us at 678-523-2634. Again, that telephone number is 678-523-2634. Or you may go online to get more detailed information at butterflyjourney.tripod.com. Again, that's butterflyjourney.tripod.com. www.doersoftheword.com. May the Lord God bless you.